Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ray Kaplan is ready and rolling. Hey, Ray, how are you today?
Hey, John. Happy Halloween.
I know. Pete was telling me you're kind of a big advocate for dressing up for Halloween. Is that right?
Yeah, I definitely dress up. And for all the teenagers who plan on coming to my house tonight, you better have a costume on. Don't expect to get candy just showing up with jeans and a T-shirt on. No, that's not going to work. And it's always the little kids who have these great, really detailed costumes on. And then I get a whole bunch of teenagers wanting candy with no costume.
What are you going to be dressed as?
So I usually at least do a witch's hat and something along those lines. But I think this year, because I'm also going to my friend's child's birthday party, which happens to be on Halloween, I might be Glenda Goodrich of the North this year.
So if a teenager shows up, how about if they just have a sheet over their head, you know, go boo and go, hey, lady, I'm a ghost. Give me a Snicker bar. Does that pass?
Trick or treat.
Okay, I would have to give them some candy for that one, because that's at least a little bit of effort. I'm just saying just a little bit of effort if you want the candy.
I get that. But I don't think you don't give them a candy bar. I think you've got to give them a candy bar, Ray.
I do. Yeah, I'm a softie. I give them a candy bar.
I'm glad to hear it. I was rethinking my game I force the kids to play, which is when they come up, I say, okay, I'm going to throw something in the air, a wiffle bar or maybe a bite-sized candy bar. And if they catch it in their bag, they can get a big candy bar. So it's a game. But
cool.
if they don't catch it, they get nothing. So when they come up to my house, I hold up the little, you know, micro-sized Milky Way. And I go, okay, you can have this and be on your merry way. Or let's take a look at what Carol is showing us behind curtain number two. And there's a great big candy bar. And I say, if you want the big candy bar, you have to catch the little one in your bag. And if you don't, you get nothing.
And I like it.
But here's what happens. The kids get so excited that they pull their bag tight and it essentially closes it rather than putting their hands in towards themselves and opening it. They get real excited and they pull their hands apart and it closes the bag and then it misses. And so then my missus, that would be Brenda, goes, John, give him the big candy bar. So that's pretty much how that rolls at my house.
We were actually thinking about showing every time a trick-or-treater rang the doorbell, having a big bowl of dental floss and just watching the disappointment register.
Yes.
On their faces.
Hey, kids, don't you know about oral health? Here, have some toothpaste. Now,
trick or treat.
That's exactly it. Okay, it's 11:15. Ray, let's just do the headline here. We'll take a break and then tell me more. But the back and forth on student loan forgiveness, and Ray Kaplan is on a phone line. She's the attorney with the Kaplan Law Firm. You can find her at financialrelief.com. Ray's been charting this for years for us. The latest was that while the administration said that by last Sunday, you should have been able to see relief, those six states' attorneys general sued, and it has been frozen, but the administration says they're still going to go forward with debt forgiveness. So what's next?
So what's next is there's a temporary pause just on the Biden loan forgiveness, and we're waiting to see if the Eighth Circuit grants the injunction that was requested. If the court grants the injunction, then we don't know how long this forgiveness is going to be on pause for. I do think that ultimately the Biden loan forgiveness will survive these court challenges. It's just going to take some time.
Okay, that's the latest. But I've got a couple questions about that. We'll pick it up here in a minute. And maybe you do, too, about what your best strategy should be right now. Borrowing money, or if you already have, if you're thinking about you're going to get forgiveness, but you've got a question, 312-981-7200. There was a date in the news last week that said you really do need to sign up for the forgiveness by X. So let's clarify that as well. 312-981-7200. By the way, if you like me on Facebook, I'm WGN King John on Facebook. We posted a video of the most amazing Halloween house with not one of those giant skeletons, but a lot of them. It is so creepy. It is so well done. And I imagine there's going to be people trick-or-treating at that house. It's on Ottawa Avenue in Ottawa. So if you want to check out that house, it's on Ottawa Avenue in Ottawa, and it's amazing. They do such a good job. It's 1121. Ray Kaplan joins us from the Kaplan Law Firm, our student debt expert. Ray, I thought I read that there's a date in November by which they're encouraging you to sign up for student debt relief. Did you see that as well?
Yes. Yeah, so that's actually referring to the PSLF waiver. So there are a lot of different tracks to getting your loans forgiven more quickly than they would otherwise be eligible to be forgiven under the Biden administration, under these executive orders. One of those executive orders is the PSLF waiver, and that actually expires today at midnight. So for anybody out there who has had any time working in the public sector, you need to take affirmative steps. You can do this by going to studentaid.gov and using their PSLF help tool. And that will guide you through the process, because if you try to do this tomorrow, it will be too late unless you take that affirmative step electronically and you do that before midnight tonight. And then the follow-up process can be done in November and December. That's okay. But those first affirmative steps must be done no later than today at midnight.
Let me read some questions from our listeners to you real quick. You ready, Ray?
Sure.
My daughter started medical school in August. We'll be taking out her first loans in January. Is there something she should do?
Well, it sounds like her loans for medical school would not be eligible for this type of forgiveness. It's only loans that were taken out prior to June 30th, 2022. However, if she has loans from undergrad, and she's worked in the public sector, then she potentially could get some relief under this PSLF executive order. And it sounds like she may also be eligible, assuming it survives the court challenge, for the Biden loan forgiveness as well, for maybe $10,000 or $20,000 off of her balance.
For her undergraduate, not for the med school. And if you're borrowing a lot of money for med school, where do you start?
Well, the main thing there is to make sure that you are taking out federal student loans. So you want to take out loans at studentaid.gov, and those would be graduate plus loans. And then the other thing you want to kind of start thinking about is, where are you going to be employed when you are working as a resident? You want to try to be working for a not-for-profit entity. So in Chicago, the big hospital systems are all not-for-profit entities for the most part, like Cook County Hospital, Northwestern, Ascension. Those are all not-for-profits. But that will get you eligible for public sector loan forgiveness. So it's a good idea to have a plan in place. And we do that all the time. It's called pre-debt planning, so that we can show you what your payments will look like and the amount of forgiveness that you'll be eligible for if you're working full-time at a not-for-profit entity. Because for many people, it really is the difference between paying back $200,000 or paying back $60,000 over 10 years and the rest forgiven tax-free.
847 said, I've been paying my student loan even during the freeze from March of 2020. I've heard that I may get paid back from that time. Is that true? How do I get paid back the money I've paid in?
Yes, so that is true. Any money that you paid, if you had direct loans, not FFELP loans, which is a different type of federal loan, so you want to be careful about that. If you had a direct federal student loan and you were making payments from March of 2020 through December of 2022, you can request a refund of all those payments. But then remember, you are going to see your balance increase again by the amount of money refunded to you. However, in many instances, it really makes sense to do that, because if you're going to be eligible for Biden loan forgiveness and for $10,000, and let's say you paid $10,000 during the pandemic, you can get your refund of $10,000. You'll see your balance increase by $10,000, and then the Biden loan forgiveness will apply and your balance will be zero. So it would be smart to do that in certain instances, not all instances, and that's something we can certainly go over with you.
Two more quick ones. We owe $10,000 to Nelnet. So what happens when they lift the forbearance at the end of January? Will I need to start paying even though we owe exactly the $10,000?
Well, the idea is that, yes, payments are going to restart. Hopefully that caller is going to be eligible for Biden loan forgiveness. Biden loan forgiveness, the application is all the way through December of 2023. You can go right onto studentaid.gov and apply yourself. It's very easy. You just type in your name, your social, your date of birth, and your email address, and that's pretty much it. And if you're eligible, they will apply it, assuming, again, that the Biden loan forgiveness does survive all these court challenges.
All right, one last question. Does Ms. Kaplan believe the administration will actually find a way to help those left out of the forgiveness at the last minute, the FFELP loan holders that you talked about? Are they going to include them?
So it's interesting. There are two types of FFELP loans. There are FFELP loans that are commercially held, meaning the Department of Ed does not service them. Those FFELP loans look like they're definitely going to be excluded. But if you have FFELP loans that are held by the Department of Education, or if you previously consolidated them by September 29th of 2022, then they will be eligible for the forgiveness. And again, we can help you out with that. I guess my answer is, I think that some FFELP borrowers will be left out and some will be included.
Ray Kaplan is the attorney at the Kaplan Law Firm. FinancialRelief.com is her website. FinancialRelief.com. Okay, Ray. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for your help. We'll ask you to keep us posted.
Yes. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Remember, don't go to her house if you don't have a costume, because she's not handing out candy to freeloaders.